Perfect love casts out fear, and perfect fear returns the favor. And we see this martial behavior end mortals' access to paradise. What kind of fear could have baptized humans who experienced perfect love to seek to isolate themselves from the same experience that birthed them? So mortals made to be love's friend became reborn as sons of fear. This is what sin does. It evicts and expels. It casts spells and separates. It breaks fellowship and isolates the ones who are to be one flesh. Sin degrades holiness that makes our love perfect, and so we doubt love. And so we doubt God because He is love. We confuse that which is below with that which is above. We embrace the vulture and reject the dove and release a dam of condemnation and torment on this globe. It's the perfect storm. And because we fail to reform, the waves always reform as the fears we nurse become the elephant in the room. Our fears are the cute monsters we groom, and then, just like Job proclaimed, we give birth to that thing we fear. We weren't made to multiply fear, but to multiply love, to perfect it, to experience Him and inject the globe with Him, to be valiant with the lion roaring in our face and rip his throat open, because that's who love makes us. Made from dust that we weren't to return to, yet here we are trembling, afraid of love, and so afraid to love. In fact, tormented by it, because that's what perfect fear does.